wife is not, issue. But your wife doesn't play up the fame thing. She doesn't.
No. She's very level-headed.
I don't see her going anywhere and doing anything to you.
No. She's very...
I really... No, I'm being serious.
No, I am too. She's very, she's a very level-headed, intelligent woman, and I love her very much.
You're going to be dating soon.
You think so?
Robin?
Oh, that's going to be fun.
You and Robin.
No. Robin. That's going to be fun.
I'm halfway through the book. You never know.
I don't know who you should
date. I'm going to be reading those stories every morning.
You'll have to read my blog and decipher it. Good luck.
I'm trying to think if I know any hot chicks for you.
Yeah, think. Let me know.
You going to fix her up?
You know who I really do want to meet? Not in any sexual way, but in all honesty, I want to meet Artie's mother and sister.
Sister.
No, listen, that sister is, first of all, gorgeous, but yes. I want to meet them, and I want to talk to them about how it is to love you.
Oh.
I really do.
I don't think they know.
You talk about depressed.
No, I after reading your book, Artie, I feel like I need to meet them.
These women are saints.
I know. I want to know them.
Yeah. Why? So I got arrested for attempted bank robbery at 17. Wow.
Honey, listen. You do what you have to do.
I'm sure they'd love to meet. And I, as someone who wants to stop working soon, wouldn't mind if you dated and married both of them.
I'll tell you why I think your new radio show is going to do very well.
Why is that?
I'll tell you why. Because first of all, recently, now this is the kind of stuff I like. This is what I like to hear on the radio.
All right.
In August, you said you were performing stand up in Staten Island.
Yep.
And you were talking about your show, The View.
Right.
And you said. You called The View the Screw You.
Yeah.
Okay. And you called Elizabeth Hasselbeck Elizabeth Half a Brain.
Yes.
Now,
I did.
Now, that's some fun stuff.
Yeah. We're going to go there.
Yeah. So you're not friendly with her at all.
No, but I tried very hard to be friendly with her. And I made some very extreme efforts in therapy and in my Buddhist, yoga practice.
While you were on the show
yes,
or after?
Yes. But when I took the job, I remember thinking to myself when Barbara asked me and... I'd done the cruise documentary, and she came to the opening, Barbara, and we have the same publicist, and I know her, not well. I'd only been to her house one time in my life for a Bloomberg dinner, and that was interesting because she had she had words to a song, a parody song, that she had underneath the plates. And at the dinner, she would cling the thing, and everyone had to take out the note, the ditto, and read and sing along the song to Mike Bloomberg.
Oh,
like,
God.
We love you, Mike. You're a special kind of guy. And, Barbara was like, everyone, it's now time to sing the song. And she's like wearing a gold lamé gown that she wore when she interviewed the King of Bahrain or something.
It's like Sunset Boulevard.
Well, I don't know. It was something out of the... And you know who's there? Whoopi. And I had just was just about to start The View, and Whoopi was there, and I turned to Whoopi and said, have you ever been here before? She goes, hell no. I go, we're the only two people in jeans without bedazzled. She goes, I know. When do you think we could get out of here? So, we left early. But it was where I met Moshbacher, Georgette Moshbacher. You know her?
Yes.
Oh, my God. This woman's fantastic.
Really?
Oh, my Lord.
Really?
Fantastic.
But you even said of Barbara Walters,
yes.
If I may go on.
Go, keep going. Let me hear my words.
Well, actually, no. Actually, you didn't say that. I want to get your words because Barbara said of you that I think Rose, maybe, and this is kind of wild. She goes, well, Rosie's mother died when Rosie was barely 11. And Rosie, I don't think ever got over it. In a lot of ways, she began to think of me as her mother.
Really?
That's not true. But I will say this. I definitely have a mother issue of any woman who is older than me and who I grew up looking up to, especially feminist icons. Barbara Walters is a feminist icon. That does not make her a feminist.
Right.
And that was something I had to learn. I assumed that because she was the first woman to break all these barriers, that she was very supportive of other women, that she was very much a sister, right? And I got on that show only to realize, oh, my God, that's not the case.
Right. She was a woman just trying to make it. She happened to make it. Now, people hold her in high regard for it. But the fact of the matter, it doesn't mean that she's a true feminist.
Right. And that she did not come up through the feminist ideals. She came up through sort of the boys' network. And, she was very beautiful. And I also thought as a Jew that I would connect to her as a Jew, that we have a lot of shpilkis and we do the whole, that we have a mishpucha feeling, but I didn't actually think she was my mother. I'm not delusional.
Right.
But, I did find her to be inaccessible in a way that startled me. And I did find her to be sort of a non-supportive in another way with the Trump thing that was shocking on many levels.
Right. So she's not a feminist like, let's say, David Letterman is.
Well, like Jane Fonda is. Like
right,
the,
Jane Fonda.
Like Tyne Daly. There are women, Lily Tomlin, who I've looked up to and then I've got to meet them, Streisand. And they deliver on every level. Bette Midler. They're supportive of other women.
Right.
They love.
You're anxious to see them do well.
Yes.
What did you make of the whole David Letterman thing? Were you shocked? I mean, that
no.
is so contrary to Dave's
not shocked
image.
At all.
Well, was I shocked he had an affair?
No, not just an affair.
Well, that the whole thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, when I saw Gary showed me a little room I could sit in, I'm like, does Howard have a Letterman fuck palace? Like, there's that little... And they said, no, it's for Artie when he's too tired. I didn't know the...
There's real sleeping going
yeah,
on.
Yeah, all right.
The
yes.
sad thing is that we have beds for, we have beds and couches for real sleeping.
Real sleeping goes on here.
No, I mean, listen...
I would never, ever even entertain the thought of being with an intern.
No, neither would I. And here's the thing. Having been the Rosie O'Donnell of the Rosie O'Donnell Show, you, Howard Stern, the Howard Stern Show, it would be easy to do that to any intern at any time. And
absolutely.
I think it's a gross abuse of power. Now, do I think that Letterman should be brought down for it? No, because it happens every day. The girl was of legal age. Listen, you know, does it surprise me? David Letterman, I think, borders on socially autistic because the man can't speak to you at the commercial break.
Right. No.
He can't look you in the eye when the camera isn't on.
That's right.
So I think he's mildly like Asperger's. If
well,
you literally...
that's why I thought it was odd. I really didn't think there was a Letterman.
Well, it actually
well,
made
right.
him more human.
Exactly. It humanized him in a way. But it also, you know, I don't know. I found the whole thing kind of weird. And then that it was national news for a week. The top story on the news in the middle of a war.
Yeah, it seemed...
Well, we talk about everything but the war.
Yeah, well, good. Well, this show is not... you know, you're not...
No, I'm not talking about... I'm talking about our society. When are we talking about the war?
Oh, you're right.
John and
Kate
plus eight get more
exactly
press.
Right. But
we're
that's because...
with any and everything.
Right.
I saw...
Balloon Boy, hello.
I saw our former vice president, Dick Cheney... chastising Obama for taking his time to decide whether or not to put 40,000 more troops in Afghanistan.
Oh, and he's saying that he already laid out the plan. All you have to do is follow it.
Would you imagine the nerve of this guy getting up and saying this? He's the same guy who sent troops into Iraq.
Right.
Got us into that mess.
Right.
Yeah, he's worried, and he's talking to you know, that Obama's not macho. He's not macho. He never served in any kind of war,
right.
Cheney.
But only I think people he shoots is other hunters.
Yeah. I think eventually he will be tried, as will Rumsfeld and Bush, at The Hague for war crimes.
He can't live that.
No, but in our generation, I really think they will.
But talk about something to criticize somebody about. If you send, wouldn't you think out, you're sending 40,000 troops. Percentages, I don't know what they are. That means you're considering, do I go have 12,000 kids killed?
That's right.
You know, I mean, would you think that through?
Time about it. That's a mistake.
Do you want to know something really sad?
Yeah.
Is that, you know, this Brooks County, Brooks Army Medical Center, the Fisher family, they make all of these amazing state-of-the-art facilities for veterans to come and get rehabilitation. It is a privately funded organization. They raise money from human people, not in the service, not the government. And I went down there as one of the donors, and I met and saw all the men, and it was absolutely horrifying to see teens limbless, to see teens with their heads flattened from, and when George Bush finally, in his seventh year of his term, decided to take photos with the veterans. He did not go to the Bethesda Naval Army Hospital. He went to the Brooks one in Texas that is funded privately to show America, look how we take care of them. The man is reprehensible to me on so many levels. And the fact that no one is saying, wait a minute, he's at the privately funded...
Do you think he knew where he was? He went where
they
told him
wherever
to go.
They sent him wherever they told him to go.
Yeah. He has no idea what went on. He doesn't know what war
sad.
Is.
It's sad.
Yeah.
Let's talk the radio show here
and
what the game plan is. So when is it officially starting?
1 week from today.
All right, 1 week from today, and you're going to be on...
10 to 12.
From 10 to 12.
Yes.
2 hours a day.
Yes.
And they've put microphones in your home?
Now, one of the homes, I have four homes on one property. One of the homes is going to be the radio studio. They
you
put
sound like Jackie the Joke Man.
In a way.
Well, can I tell you something?
When
I've been really immersed in studying radio since I got this gig. I've been listening to all of the past things. And you know, I started with him.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, I knew Nancy very well.
Really?
Oh, my God. And I also talk about a crush. I had a huge crush on Nancy.
Couldn't get her?
Well, I wouldn't try. Howard, I'm not a trier. I look and I see and I think alone at night. I don't try.
Girl had a good body.
What about Jackie from the back with the long hair? That must have been
Oh, but, you know, Jackie. And then I started to listen to him on this show because... from the past tapes, and I'm just shocked. And then there was the thing of him apologizing to Nancy on the air,
right,
and
right.
then you making fun of him for apologizing. It was like,
it was huge.
Oh, I had a huge flashback of my whole 20s doing stand-up with him.
So the game plan is, you're going to do it from your home,
yes,
the show.
Yes.
Now, what if you have a guest or something? What are you going to do? Are you going to have them over to the house?
Are you yeah. having guests?
You
you're
are.
Having them
yes,
over to
they've
the
already
house.
Been to the house. We've had we've done 4 or 5 test shows, and guests have come to the house. People who, you know, will say they'll come, will come, you know, but people who want to call in, guests, you know, who are on the West Coast can call in, but it's not really going to be like this show, heavily celebrity driven.
Right.
It's not like I'm trying to do my talk show. I quit that because I don't want to talk to somebody who's promoting a movie.
It's more sort of your thoughts of the day, what's
right.
going on in your life. Will the kids be on? Would you ever?
Yes.
You ever, yes. The kids will
yeah.
come in the room. They,
yeah.
Whoever's around is
exactly
sort of
right. And
it.
We have tried to set up this whole, you know, with a side person and news, and we've taken your format,
yes.
and we're trying to copy it as much as possible, only with my kind of take
your
on
spin.
Life.
Yeah.
How
yeah.
far will you go with the show? Would you, let's say you get on the air and you say, look, okay, my marriage isn't doing well, I want to start dating now. Would you bring prospective dates on the air?
No.
Well, that's going into Hymus territory.
No, that's...
Well, come on.
Did he do that? Is that how he found Deirdre?
That's how he got married.
I don't know. But no. Oh. No, it. I wouldn't do that. But I do love it when you do it. And, you know, I could never do
well,
that.
Well, we
no.
could find you somebody here.
Well, honey, that could be a good promotion
Ooh.
Thing. Cross promotion.
How far will you go? In terms of sexuality, will you introduce the Sibian on your show? Will you try anything?
Are they a big sponsor of this show?
No, we just...
You just do it for fun?
I couldn't believe we found something that a woman could sit on and she'd get off right
yeah,
in front
so
of
Yeah, so you didn't even ask. If you just said, we'll pay for it.
We bought a Sibian.
Well, if Sibian will come in as a sponsor to the program, I will perhaps have it in the back room and on occasion let the neighbors use it. I don't know.
Why not? If a woman wants to get naked on the show...
No way.
That's
not...
You're not
going to be sexual at all?
Well, look at me. You know, like, I know that you have this vision of me at the Four Seasons with strippers and...
You like what you like.
Listen,
come
when
on.
I hit number 10, I'm going to let you know, okay?
Right.
We're in
would
9
you,
now.
Let
you,
me ask something. Now, if she had a guest on, like a Natasha Lyonne, she was older, and all of a sudden there was an attraction.
Okay, it happened twice on my show.
Really?
To who?
Once Petra...
Nemkova?
Yes.
Go ahead.
Okay.
Yeah, and what would happen is when I walked off the show, the staff member said, she was hitting her. I said, what? Like, you would have to have a neon sign that said, Rosie, I'm hitting on you, for me to get it.
Was she hitting on you?
I don't know, but I'm not claiming that she... But my staff said this, and she did give me her phone number.
Oh.
And we did talk on the phone a couple times, but I have absolutely no ability to follow
That's
through.
A major score.
Is that a major score?
Oh, please.
And
that takes super hot.
And in between...
What are we talking about here?
Before, you know, but with Angelina, with the brother kissing, before
right.
Billy Bob, and before... the new one, Brad.
Right.
When she was on my show, we also, yeah, sorry.
Yeah.
We also had a little, you know.
A flirtation?
Well, listen, I think you'd have to be dead to not respond to that woman.
Yes.
So she also gave me her phone number, and we talked on the phone 2 or 3 times, but that was that.
And how did you not, you mean, if Angelina Jolie, pre-Brad Pitt, called
you. Pre-Billy Bob.
She did call me.
She called you.
Yes.
You don't make something...
I called, and I called her back, and we talked on the phone.
And did she say, hey, I want to come see you?
Or did she say, let's get together?
Yeah, well, there was a tentative plan to have dinner that never came through.
What was the hitch? I would have made every
Howard,
possible...
Howard, I'm not good at it.
Hold it a second.
I know.
Wait a second. She said, look, I want to come to where you are and have dinner with you.
Yes.
And you said, what? Okay,
well,
let's
Well, I was... First of all, I was not single.
I was
not
single. I don't care.
Right, I know. But this will tell you a little bit about me. I was not single.
Well,
and
I understand that.
Right, and
you
I also...
You were with Kelly at that point?
I think I was just starting to date Kelly,
okay.
right? It was the very, very beginning when I was starting to date Kelly. But I, you know, also, I was a little afraid of her.
She is scary.
She's scary in a sensual kind of...
Yeah.
Like, I have dreams about her a lot still.
Right.
You know, but they're not usually sexual dreams. It's like, I'm in a limo, and I pull up, and I roll down the window, and she's there, and she's holding, like, a tiger, and she's like, can I have a ride? And I... what is this? And I let her in the car, and then, you know, we go to Fatburger and have chili cheese fries. I don't know what it means, but...
It means you want to know her.
Maybe. You know, I do admire her tremendously, and not only for her physical beauty, which which is kind of astounding, but what she's done with her fame now is very admirable.
You have to admire that.
I think so. She has a tremendous capacity to take in these kids and love them.
Well, not only that, her ambassadorship of countries with problems is amazing.
And I have no ability to go to another country and see their wounds because I can hardly deal with the wounds of the American people.
How far are you driven with this radio show? Would you, for example, knowing the ratings it would bring in and the talk it would bring in, would you have Donald Trump to your home on the show?
No.
No.
You really don't like him.
It's not about don't like him. It's that, you know, he's not part of my universe, and I think that he is, you know, kind of like a dangerous presence. And the fact that how and who he is and how he lives his life is not something I'd ever want to be around. But, like, there are people who told, like Mike Tyson.
Right.
If Mike Tyson would come and talk to me, I would do it in 5 seconds. If there was somebody who I, you know, was interested in who other people would think is dangerous, I would totally, like, you know, somebody who got out of jail and who was trying to make a better life. Somebody who... Something that interests me. Donald Trump doesn't interest me in any capacity. So I don't know what I would ever say to him besides, I think you're an asshole. Why are you in my house?
But wouldn't that be interesting? Wouldn't that be interesting for you to say?
It'd be interesting to him.
Well, nobody's going to come to your house for that.
That's right.
Yeah.
And in a way, you're right. Why invite someone on your show to say, hey, you're an asshole?
Well, I just think he's not even worth the breath. It's like he's like a, you know, he's a guy who's been bankrupt a million times. He got his money from his father. He touts himself as some corporate image that is all like smoke and mirrors. And, you know, the guy, to me, I simply said the truth about him and he went ballistic. And if there was any kind of feminist majority now, if there was any backbone of now, you would think people would have risen up, women together, and said, do you understand the misogynist nature what this man is doing on every show to this person? But there was sort of no outcry that was organized from women. But what he did to me personally is just an example of how he feels about all women, including his daughters and probably his wives.
His daughter just got married and now she's Jewish. I don't know if you know that.
Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu. Good for her. I mean, I hope she has many mazel in her life.
That would have been a nice girl for you.
Would you have on Amy Fisher?
Yes, but not Joey Buttafuoco.
And
I would also have on the wife of maybe Mary. I would possibly have her on if there was something new that she had to say. I would not have John or Kate or any of the eight.
Yeah.
I would not have the balloon boy.
You might have to have the eight once they start talking.
Yeah, I know. They'll have their own
reality. Would you have an Octomom?
No, never.
Never.
No, she's mentally ill, and I feel she's seriously mentally ill, and I don't think that that would serve anyone, especially her children. Or I don't want to participate in the farce that has become media.
Well, it's funny because I was watching on YouTube. There was one of the websites, I don't know, but someone sent me a link, and it was Octomom. And Octomom is trying to get into her house, and there's a paparazzi kind of guy with the video camera, and he's interviewing her. And she's, you know, no paparazzi, please get away. And then, but still loving
still
the attention.
Still standing there, right.
And I was like, this is bizarre. Like, I'm interested in Octomom, and I don't want to be, but I am. It's like a train wreck.
I don't understand it, but I'm looking at the, you know, the magazines on the stands this weekend, and it was a Octomom, how I lost 130 pounds or something.
Okay, now listen, when
she had eight kids.
Right. When you saw Octomom with her mother during the height of it, and her mother is from Poland or Hungary, and I don't know what her story is. She's old enough to either be a survivor or perhaps the child of a survivor of the Holocaust. There's something very serious going on with that mother and that daughter. And that dynamic is fascinating to me. However,
go ahead.
Because she's so mentally ill and she's been so exploited by the media, I would not go there. There are other people with that same dynamic that would be more interesting to me and I think less damaging to them.
So even if Octomom said to you, Rosie, I need to come on your radio show, you will say no. You will draw a line at certain types of people.
However, I would have Mackenzie Phillips in a minute.
Of course.
And what did you think of that?
I felt tremendous compassion for her. I felt that she was vilified and blamed, and what people were saying about her afterwards, you know, was very difficult and in a weird kind of thing.
But that is the typical reaction to abuse.
You're correct.
And the revelation of abuse.
Correct. And when someone is brave enough to come out there and say it and actually put, you know, the words to it and the pain of it, I was proud of her. I was inspired by her courage and bravery and by the fact that she's still alive.
Would you have on Roman Polanski?
No way.
No way.
Woody Allen.
Not only will I not have Woody Allen on, but I have not seen any of his movies since that thing happened.
Yeah.
And, Howard, did you know he offered me the lead in one of his movies?
You said no.
Even after I did all that shit about him on HBO.
No kidding.
And I said to the casting person, he's had the same casting woman for years. I told my agent, send him the HBO special. And the casting woman called back and said, he's seen it. I said, send him the special again. So they sent it to him again, and then he came back. I got offered the lead role in The Sweet Lowdown opposite Sean Penn.
Wow.
No kidding.
Yes, and I said, you can tell it's him tempting. I said, fuck no. It was not tempting for me for one moment.
Good, because I feel the same way you do. I happen to know Mia Farrow, and I've written her a note and said, I think what the guy did to you was probably the lowest thing on the planet.
Yeah, we've interviewed her since
And that's
then.
How I got to know her as well. I did this thing on my HBO special. Her son saw it. Not Ronan, who's now the ambassador. Did you hear this?
No.
The son that she gave birth to with Woody is a child prodigy, brilliant genius. He went to college at 14 years old.
Right.
He's now 21, and he's just been appointed a diplomat at the UN to help the humanitarian.
No kidding.
Yes, and he's the youngest appointment ever, and people are saying, well, he's too young to do this, but this kid is literally a certifiable genius.
Genius, yeah.
Yes.
His name was originally Satchel, and then they changed the name.
It to Seamus, and his name is now Ronan.
Why is that? Because Woody Allen named him after Satchel Paige.
Right.
So did Mia change the name because of that, or it just was a...
I think the kid named it.
Yes. Yeah. When that happened, you know, Ronan wanted to change his name, and the mother agreed. But that's how I met Mia as well.
Right.
And I adore her, and I love her as a human, as a mother, as a parent, and as a woman, and she writes beautifully. Her book, I don't know if you read it, is fantastic, her book.
Aren't you shocked that some people are defending Roman Polanski?
I'm beyond shocked.
It's unreal.
Shocking, right?
I was staggered by it.
I mean, the guy raped a child. And
a 13-year-old
and
girl.
And they can't even say that. They keep saying he had sex with a 13-year-old.
Right, and it wasn't rape. Hello?
Yeah,
I want to get a T-shirt that says, what the fuck is rape?
He gave a quaalude.
I never see The View.
I mean,
I got to tell you something.
Me either, Howard. I don't watch it.
Well, I never see it. I'm just not around at that time. I was in a gym running on a treadmill.
And you saw the clip of that.
No, I actually was watching The View. There was nothing to watch.
Oh,
and Beth said to me, well, The View is on. I said, oh, let me see it. I've never seen it. And it was that day that Whoopi was making this. And I don't, for the life of me, know how anyone watches that. I don't know what Whoopi was even talking about.
I don't either, really.
Nothing was making any sense. And I was like, these are four women who can't figure out what rape is.
Right. Well, I don't know. It was startling to me, truthfully.
It is startling.
Not just her reaction, but a lot of Hollywood luminaries who I admire, male and female. You know, I was stunned to see people coming in press conferences to defend him.
See, I think...
And not ashamed. They were, you know...
Right, standing up, calling in the newspapers and media to say, I think that we should leave him alone because he made some great movies.
It's been 30 years.
Do you know who had the best line? Chris Rock.
What did he say?
He said even Johnny Cochran didn't have the balls to say, okay, listen, O.J. might have killed some people, but did you see him run against the Giants in 78?
It's the same rap.
It's the same thing.
But, you know, you see, you're too much of a personality to be on The View. This is good for you, the radio show, I think, because you will get to do your own thing.
Right.
You're not going to have to sit there and argue with these yentas.
Yes.
You know, you're going to be able
to... Although if they were yentas, it would be better for me. They're not yentas. They're wasps.
Right.
It's like arguing with cardboard cutouts, people who don't access their emotions.
Right. So it was, and that's not your scene.
No,
you don't
have
to sit there and argue all day. You have a soapbox, use it and do your thing.
Right.
And this will be your 2 hours.
But I never thought that I could do it. And it was only after I did this show that people even said to me, would you want to try it? And when the serious people said that you thought I would be good.
Yes, I think you will be very good.
That's what made me consider it, to tell you the truth.
And I told you when I started to think you would be really good on the radio, when I started to watch your blog on your website, the video blogs, I said you could take the mundane and make it interesting. You were standing there on a boat talking about your day, and it was interesting to me. Yeah. And that's what I think the secret to good radio is.
Right.
I think you're going to do great.
Well, thank you.
And I think you'll enjoy it. Now, Rosie O'Donnell's daily show, Rosie Radio, launches November 2nd from 10 to noon on Sirius XM Stars, Sirius Channel 102 and XM Channel 155. I'd rather have had her on my channels, but
I asked that too. They said to me, first of all, I started to listen to Stars, and that's not really a great channel, people.
Well, you're going to upgrade.
Have you heard it? It's like the pet psychic who has a lisp and Barbara Walters talking to no one. I don't know. But that's where I'm going, and I'm, you know, I'm going to wear this serious jersey, and this is the only show I'm doing, and you got to have serious to talk to Rosie now.
Well, that's what I like about it also, because you are exclusive.
Yes.
Exclusivity.
Right.
Do you, maybe I'm asking this question for Artie's sake.
Okay.
To deal with depression,
yeah.
You hang upside down every day?
Yes.
For a
what
half hour.
It's a yoga thing, and you do yoga, right?
I don't do it. Robin does.
Oh, I thought that you did, too.
No, I just do the weights.
It's a Pilates yoga. I do Iyengar yoga with the with the ropes.
Mm-hmm.
And part of the rope thing is that to hang upside down, and the inversion helps the serotonin. When you're depressed, you have serotonin reuptake inhibitors. So what happens if you think of the lotto balls? They put the lotto balls in, and what happens for Artie and myself is they're supposed to bounce around there in a while and make you feel good, the serotonin, right?
Right.
Ours gets sucked up right away back to the top of where they pick the... So our lotto balls don't stay in the thing. So serotonin reuptake,
mm-hmm.
It makes the balls and the lotto balls stay there longer. So does turning upside down.
What do you think?
I know me. The balls will always be the wrong number.
Yeah.
Can I say something, Artie?
But you should try it, Artie.
I'm thinking of hanging you upside down.
Let me.
You know, there's two ways to do it. There's a
yoga. That would help.
Listen, Artie. There's two ways to do it. There's a yoga swing, and there's also an inversion table that's not as scary. And you stand on it, and it clicks your ankles in, and then you push yourself back.
Uh-huh.
And you can just, you know, anytime you want, you can stand back. I can send you one if you want.
Well, listen, that's very nice of you. I've never tried yoga before, but I'll tell you, I was once hung upside down by a bookie I owed money to, and it made...
Your balls bounce?
It made me more depressed.
Yeah. Right, listen, we've been talking a long time.
Hey,
I'll let Ken call in with one question.
Can I say one thing?
Yes, well,
it's just a quick story about the Woody Allen thing with Rosie. This is kind of interesting. 1993, I was starting out as a comic. I had a spot at a club called Stand Up New York, and the manager came up to me and said, listen, you're bumped. Rosie O'Donnell's coming in.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And, no, dude, Rosie, this happens. I do it now, too. I love it.
That's true.
Comes around, goes around.
It's fun. So that's I said, true. How long is she going to do? And you know, Rosie. They don't know that. She's going to do however long she wants to fucking do.
Right. Yeah, shut up.
So, exactly. So I'm like, okay, it's a big star, and I want to see Rosie. And so I stand in the back, and the Woody Allen scandal had just broken.
Mm-hmm.
And except for you, no one in show business was really giving him a lot of shit. And she did about a half an hour just bashing him, which was so funny to me. I sat in the back, and the last line she said, you know, a lot of people in show business tell me I shouldn't insult Woody Allen, but you know what? Fuck it. I won't be in Annie Hall, too.
Yeah. And then I said, eat me, you slimy bookworm-looking child-molesting bastard. Fuck you, Woody Allen. That's what I said.
And so, I thought
that's
that was
be a good radio
that
show.
That was ballsy. And
I like it. I like it.
And then I went up and bombed.
Oh,
what are you going to do?
I was bumped in my day, too, honey, by Seinfeld and Leno.
It happens, right?
Yes.
And you accept it. Ken, go ahead. You're on the air in something, Florida.
Before I get to make my point, is there a programming conflict then between this show and Rosie's show?
No.
Well, we run over a little bit.
We do run over, but listen. You
can always catch us.
You could go tune into her show and then catch us later if you want. Listen, that's what I like about Sirius. It's the most unusual broadcast experience ever. It's not a competitive thing.
Right.
But
If you subscribe to Sirius, because now you have two shows that conflict with each other that you like, that's wonderful. And Rosie being here brings more people to the party, and that's what I'm after.
And there's replays, too. We're going to be replayed. Yeah, same as you're replayed later in the day, so you'll be able to catch both of us.
It's terrific.
Well, what I want to say, I got interested in Rosie back when Howard started talking up the Cruise documentary.
Uh-huh.
And I thought it was a great recommendation. What was so moving about that documentary was the scene that was shot in the Bahamas.
Right.
And
right.
That's what, I mean, the whole film was excellent, but what really brought home hate and racism and hate and just hate was that scene and how disgraceful your cruise was treated in the Bahamas.
Do you still do the cruise?
Kelly does. Kelly still runs the cruise business, and they go many trips a year. But one thing that they didn't show on the documentary that I thought was exceptionally powerful is that on that first ship was Adela Shabazz, Malcolm X's eldest daughter.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, she's a good friend of mine. And when she heard that there were protests, the black community churches were protesting, she said to me, would you allow me the honor of speaking for you?
Now, why didn't they show that?
I don't know, but Adela Shabazz, Malcolm X's daughter, went to confront those protesters, and I stayed on the boat knowing that what they were looking for was me to freak out and scream, right? And she said, I think it would be better for you to stay on board with your children and let me go handle this. And so to me, there was something very moving about the fact that this woman was there to speak for me because who she is and who her parents were are everything that I'm about.
By the way, Howard. Rosie, you were just great this year and last season on Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Oh, thank you. That's the funniest show on TV. Yeah,
I don't, you know, everyone says to me, how come you don't watch Curb Your Enthusiasm?
Oh, Howard, you got to watch
it. I could never get into it.
No.
I couldn't get into it.
You know, the whole show's improv.
I know.
So you have to watch it just to see that. It's pretty amazing.
Did you like that?
Oh, I loved it. Howard. It's Howard.
Yeah, it's Howard.
Maybe I can't take it.
And I think that's true. I think Howard and Larry David are too similar, and I think that might annoy you.
Yeah, I think it makes me nuts.
Really?
When I watch it, I get crazy from it.
Well, in the last episode, Rosie gets to beat him up twice.
Oh, it was great.
Yeah, I got a fist fight with him twice.
That's great.
I thought it was so funny when you were chasing him up the stairs.
Well, the funny thing is they don't tell you what the whole show is about.
He gives you an idea what he wants you to do.
Well, you get there and he says, okay, we're at this restaurant. We're both going to go for the check. Sometime, like, go to the bathroom and come back and we're both going to go for the check, okay? I'm like, okay, and we start rolling. And you just talk. And then he says, great. Okay, now, after we go for the check, I want you to stand up and fist fight me. I said, okay, and then we do that.
That requires a lot of trust. You ever wonder, gee, what context am I being used in?
No, because I totally trust him, and I think he's a comedic genius.
Yeah.
There's one question, or one thing we haven't brought up to Rosie, I don't think. Did we tell her that Ant had sex on her cruise?
Oh, I know, yeah, we told you that whole thing. And it totally flipped me out,
really?
And I actually wrote him an email and said, dude.
Why'd you leave that off the special?
First of all, I didn't really know this guy. Let me tell you this. I didn't know him.
Ant, yeah.
And, are you okay?
I'm sorry. I thought there was more stuff.
No, I thought you passed out. I'm so codependent for you now.
No, he passed out, but he'll be fine. I just pick him up. He's turning himself upside down.
Good. It'll help you. Trust me. It's the lotto ball.
You know, Dracula.
He's like Grandpa in the Munsters.
Right.
Yeah.
Who I knew, he had a comedy club, you know.
Yeah.
Did you ever work at his?
I absolutely did.
Grandpa's comedy club.
Yeah. We loved him.
He was a good guy.
Yeah.
I don't really know this kid, Ant, but, you know, after the third or fourth cruise, he asked to come on one, and so we booked him, and he went on, and, you know, frankly, I don't really know Ant, but
sex can go on the cruise.
Listen, but I don't really want to hear about it from a guy who got paid to go perform and then goes, like, I don't know. I was like, what are you doing, little gay Ant? What are you doing?
Howard and Robin call him comedian Ant. I call him the gay guy Ant.
Well, that's what I call him, too. The gay guy who had sex on my cruise and then felt the need to tell everyone in the world about it. Thank you very much.
I think you're being a little too uptight with that one. I think...
Listen, you're probably right, but for
older
me...
Older couple looking at Ant as a hot piece of meat, and they went for it.
But, you know, don't ask me to be booked and then to be paid and then to go tell it, you know, slander
the... family cruise.
Correct, Robin. It's a family cruise. You want to do that? Go on Atlantis. There's gay, you know, cruises for boys all the time where that's all that goes on.
It made them horny.
Well, ugh.
Nick Lake Tahoe.
Go to a Met game.
Right.
Rosie, when you were filming League of Their Own, did you ever get to see Madonna nude, and did it turn you on?
I've seen her nude many times, as has most of the world.
As you said. And as you said, you even went to a party at the house.
Yes, I went to a party at her house.
And Rosie even said, put your clothes on.
Yeah, I said, I gave her a hug, and she had her tits out with a Conan the Barbarian leather strap, but the whole tits were out, and I hugged her. I said, Happy New Year. Put on your fucking shirt. You're the most famous woman in the world. And she's like, oh, Rosie. But yeah, I've seen her nude. Everyone's seen her nude. But Madonna and I are very much like sisters. There was never a sexual thing ever.
Isn't that funny?
No, not to me.
Why Angelina? Madonna's an attractive woman, beautiful body.
I think she's one of the most beautiful women I've ever seen in my life. But I saw her movie first. Dead Mother, named after the mother, oldest child. I totally related to her. As a sibling.
As a sister.
Yes. From the moment I met her, the first thing I said to her is, I'm named after my mother, too. I went to her grave and it saw my own name.
I see that.
So we really connected in that way.
If she came up to you nude, started kissing you on the mouth,
She never would.
I'm just saying it.
No, I wouldn't.
You wouldn't.
No, but pick another person.
But you would mind.
How about
her?
Robin? Would you find Robin attractive?
Yes, and I do,
Everyone wants Robin. I don't know who Frank is, but Frank.
You were talking about her and Frank the other day, you know.
Frank. Oh, Jim Florentine.
I was like, the
big balls.
I don't know. Oh, the big ball guy?
Oh, the big ball guy.
I think Robin's very, very attractive and very intelligent, which is even more important.
Well, that's true.
And extremely sexual, which is something you don't know.
Really?
She looks at furniture and wants to have sex on it.
Wow.
She
finds, that's fantastic.
She was in my home and said, oh, that table's so sexy. And
I go, what does it for you? Like Stickley, Laura Ashley? What are you into? What's your thing?
Concrete.
Concrete.
No,
wow.
I just have to see it. It's
All right.
When I see it, I know it.
You know, that reminds
she gets on the gynecologist table. She thinks it's sexy.
Whoa.
Yeah, she's
well, I think,
amazing.
You know, Robin and I could bond over her helping me get healthier in terms of my body, and then who knows what could happen.
Who knows? Do you have a female gynecologist or a male gynecologist?
All, only female.
Only female.
I've never been to a male gynecologist in my life.
Me neither.
Artie. No, I don't, but I'm willing to have a free one if the Sibian people want to send me it.
Believe me, you wouldn't even need to be with a woman if you had the Sibian.
Well, you know,
take care of all your needs.
The Panasonic magic wand does the same thing for $19.99, and you can get it at any drugstore.
The magic wand
Panasonic.
Is very powerful. You're talking about the big one with the big ball at the end.
Well, it looks like a Spalding ball at the end.
You know, Robin used that and wore it out.
Oh,
well,
stop.
That's
you
how sexual she is.
You can wear them out, honey.
Yeah.
They last a pretty long time.
Yeah, they last about 2-3 years.
She has a gun rack. She has a gun rack.
Okay, that gave me a panic attack. I don't know what that was, but that was scary.
That's her vibrator.
Oh, wow.
Super
induction. The Spalding ball looked like Rod Laver had served it 20 times.
It was.
But, you know, after a few years, you really do need to get a new one.
If you start dating again, bring the wand into the bedroom.
Honey, it lives there. My kid found it under the bed. My son, he's 9. He's like, Mommy, what is this? I go, it's a microphone for me to pretend when I'm doing my act. And he goes, why does it shake? I'm like, sometimes the crowd is crazy, and I just have to...
Simulates how
yeah,
wild the
exactly.
crowd... Listen, we could talk all day.
Right. Well, you know, this reminds me of something interesting. We had Madonna's brother in, and he said that Rosie's crazy. My sister would never in a million years host a party topless or do any... He said that was nuts.
He
absolutely did. He said that's got to be a lie.
Wasn't invited to that party.
Correct.
Why would I make it up?
And you know what? Christopher and she are not even speaking. So I think that I wish him well, and he too suffers from some addiction issues, Artie, and I think he's trying to get by in his life. And, you know, I don't wish him any ill will, but... I haven't seen him in a very long time.
You've never had a sibling write a book about you, have you?
No, but no. I always tell my kids, you know, remember this for the book.
Yeah,
and they
right.
always say, I'm not going to write a book. I'm like, you're not now, but when you're 21.
You're good and pissed.
Exactly.
Never know.
Well, let me tell you, there's tons of people want to speak to you, but I'll advise them to tune into your show.
1 week
so
from
that
today.
They can talk
yeah.
to you.
Yeah.
This could go on and on and on. There's obviously a lot of ground to cover.
There you go.
Rosie O'Donnell, here she is. She's ready to announce a new aspect to her career. Rosie Radio. And I am looking forward to it.
Well,
I think it will
you,
be very successful.
I'm looking forward to it as well.
It launches November 2nd from 10 to noon on Sirius XM Stars, Sirius Channel 102, and XM Channel 155. I wish you the best of luck with it.
Thank you very much. And maybe if it's successful, you can talk to them about putting me on your channel.
I would like that.
I would prefer to be on your channel.
Oh. Around here, nobody talks to me.
Well, they told me it was about demographics and
bullshit.
I don't know. That's what I said. I go, can I be with him? And they're like, no, you have to be with Stars and the Pets. Psychic. All right.
Well, that's what they do to me around here.
That's what they do to me, apparently.
I sat with Scott Creese. I said, listen, can we get Rosie on our channel?
Yeah. And, come on. What time are you done every day? 10, right?
11.
10,
sometimes.
11.
I just go.
Yeah.
What
so,
are you going to do? Let's say you do a 2-hour show and you're going and it's great and you're enjoying it.
You're having a good time.
Can you go over the 2 hours?
Yeah, well,
I think what
we used to do on my own TV show, what we have done in the test shows last week is I go to the out because I want to practice getting out at time.
Right.
You know, so I throw to the out and then I have the person stay and we keep recording it
for the next day.
Correct. And then we put it on the next day.
Do you think you will stick with this? You do?
Yes, I have a 2-year commitment.
But you think you will stay with it?
I know I will.
You will?
Yes, because I wanted a job that I could be home. And this is a way I can be home for 2 solid years. I think my kids need that. And in the transitions that are happening now,
right.
This is a job that I took not only for the experience of a new genre, but also for the stability of my family.
Right.
So, yes, I will be committed to doing this, and I will do it to the best of my ability for 2 solid years.
Yeah, you'll have fun. You'll have a blast
Thank
doing
you
it.
Very
it
much.
Is a lot of fun.
Radio is fun.
You guys make it seem fun, but can I tell you this? You make it seem easy, Howard. And then I tried it the first day, and I went, holy shit. And the really nice guy, Jeremy, who's from Sirius.
Jeremy, good friend.
He said to me, well, that was good, Rosie. We would air that. And I wanted to shoot myself in the head. I'm like, you would air that? Don't tell me you would air that. That sucked. You know?
So that's good. You're driving yourself crazy.
Oh, well, you know, that's what I do.
That's what it takes.
Yeah.
That's what it takes. So that way, when the kids get home from school, you can be good and cranky.
Exactly.
Perfect.
And depressed and ruin their child.
They'll be so happy you stayed around.
Right.
All right, listen, you've talked way too long.
All right, I'm sorry. Goodbye, I'll get out of here.
7.5 hours that
we
just did.
Sorry about that.
But
how easy it is to do?
It's easy.
Would you guys mind coming to NIAC after the show and just sitting around and helping
Drive
me the first few months?
I'm going to come
right,
up
All right, thanks
there.
For that. Appreciate it.
All right, we're going to take a break. Rosie, thank you for
thank
coming
you.
By. And again, welcome to Sirius XM.
All right, bye-bye.
And we'll be back right after these words.